The National Park Service this week released the results of this year's fall wolf count. The final numbers indicate that the wolf population in Denali National Park and Preserve has fallen by 61% since an all-time high 147 wolves were counted in 2007. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Counting wolves is not for people with motion sickness, vertigo, or a fear of flying.
You're circling repeatedly, and you know you might feel the bumps up and down. Your stomach can lurch a little bit.
Bridget Borg is a wildlife biologist with the National Park Service. This week, the agency released the results from their fall season aerial wolf surveys in Denali National Park and Preserve.
So far, what our counts are on, you know, the lower end, but not necessarily outside of the range of natural variation.
The Park Service counted 57 wolves in 9 packs that live inside the park. It's the second lowest count since the Park Service began surveying the wolf population in 1986. But Borg says there are a number of factors that affect the region's wolf population.
The numbers reflect underlying ecological and natural variation. Now, in years with less snow, like right now, it's really easy for caribou to get around, to get to food sources. And so when wolves are traveling around and looking for, you know, available prey, it might be a little bit more difficult for them to find it because the caribou that they do encounter are in good condition.
Wildlife advocates argue that low numbers this fall confirm their fears about the decline of the Denali region wolf population. Conservation organizations in the state filed 3 petitions with the Alaska Board of Game over the summer to reestablish a protective buffer for wolves along the northeastern boundary of the park. The petitions were denied. The groups argue that the board prioritizes sport hunting and trapping in the region, but the board says there's no scientific evidence that the wolf population in the Denali area faces a critical decline. Bridget Borg says the fall count does not include uncollared wolf packs that might live inside the park boundary. The Park Service will continue surveying wolves this winter. The agency also conducts regular aerial surveys in the spring. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.